The root of inefficient meetings, the absence of a preset agenda. Many meetings end with no one able to say what was actually achieved. Topics surface on the spot, discussion is led astray, and decisions hang unresolved. The problem is often not too many people but the lack of a commonly agreed agenda before the meeting. Presetting the agenda means writing down, before the meeting starts, why we meet, what we discuss, who presents, and what output we expect, and sending it to participants in advance. It is the manual of the meeting and the first gate of efficiency. Without a preset agenda, the meeting loses its sense of direction. Everyone enters with their own understanding, topics run like a runaway horse, the host tires of firefighting, and the most valuable people are consumed by irrelevant tugging. A deeper problem is that the missing agenda exposes the roughness of organizational coordination. When having a meeting becomes a default action rather than a carefully designed step, time is silently wasted and no one feels responsible for it. This section wants to make one point first: a meeting is among the most expensive collective activities, and presetting the agenda is not formalism but respect for collective time. Later we give actionable practices so that every meeting is worth holding. What presetting the agenda really means. Presetting the agenda is not listing a bunch of titles in the invitation, but a structured meeting contract. It contains at least five parts: goal, topic list, material preparation, role division, and time limits, so everyone knows how to participate upon entering. The goal answers, what should this meeting win? A meeting without a goal will most likely end having decided nothing. The more specific the goal, the more focused the discussion, and the easier it is to notice and pull back any deviation. The topic list must mark priority and expected output. Which items only need informing, which need an on-the-spot decision, which are left for async handling. Classify in advance so the meeting does not idle in trivia and energy lands on the sharp edge. Role division clarifies who hosts, who records, who decides, and who follows up. When these are written before the meeting, the on-site so who will pause disappears and the rhythm flows naturally, with no one awkwardly silenced. In the end, presetting the agenda upgrades meetings from improvisation to designed collaboration. It does not change the content of the meeting but thoroughly changes its quality and cost, giving every minute a destination. For typical costs of meetings without an agenda. The first cost is directional drift. Impromptu topics appear one after another. 2 hours pass and you are still discussing the opening item. The core problem is endlessly postponed, and everyone leaves exhausted with no progress. The second is suspended decisions. Because no one thought through what to decide beforehand, nothing can be decided on site either, so let's hold another meeting to discuss becomes the norm. Meetings nest inside meetings, time is layered away, and the organizational rhythm is dragged down. The third is preparation mismatch. One person makes 3 pages of material, another has not even read the background. Information asymmetry keeps discussion on the surface, and the points that truly need depth are not caught. Conclusions only scratch the surface. The fourth is participation waste. Irrelevant people are pulled in to sit, key people are interrupted by trivia. Absence and mismatch stack up, and the meeting's input-output ratio is staggering low, yet no one calculates this bill for a long time. Elements of a good agenda. The first element is a clear goal sentence. State in one line what change should happen after the meeting. Like an anchor, it holds the whole process, and any digression can be gently pulled back on track. The second element is a topic table with time limits. Each topic marks estimated duration and owner, the time box gives discussion a boundary, and overtime triggers a closing mechanism, preventing one topic from swallowing the whole room. The third element is pre-positioned materials. Send the background, data, and drafts to be read in advance so participants complete cognitive alignment before the meeting, and on-site only high-value judgment and decision happen instead of rereading documents. The fourth element is explicit output and follow-up. Each topic maps to a decision or to-do with an owner and a deadline, so the meeting enters execution immediately, leaving no fuzzy tail and no second meeting. Professional analysis, preset agenda, and meeting effectiveness evidence. Meeting effectiveness has long been a hot topic in organizational behavior. A large body of research shows that structured pre-meeting preparation, including a clear agenda and goals, is significantly positively correlated with meeting satisfaction and decision quality. The more adequate the preparation, the lower the perceived waste. According to a 2020 sample survey by a management research institute with N equals 1100 knowledge workers, among respondents who received a clear agenda 24 hours before the meeting, 68% said their meeting time was effectively used, while the group without an agenda was only 41%, a gap of 27 percentage points. We can build a meeting maturity model for comparison. L1 impromptu meeting without agenda, L2 titles but no goal, L3 structured agenda, goal plus time limit plus materials, and L4 agenda plus post-meeting loop, decision tracking. Most teams sit between L1 and L2. A recognizable real case, a consulting firm mandatorily rolled out an agenda preset template in internal regular meetings, requiring the three elements of goal, topic time limit, and pre-materials to be complete before a meeting could start. After 10 weeks, average weekly meeting length dropped from 75 to 52 minutes, and the share of participants fell.